Hi, I'm Roger Love, celebrity vocal strategist and top-selling author. I'm working to make the world a better place, one voice at a time, starting with yours. Lack of self-confidence plagues a lot of people. How many times in the last year alone have you thought about self-confidence, self-esteem, either yours or someone else's? Now, normally, that's because we need confidence to go about our daily lives and accomplish things. When you even ask someone out on a date, they consider the invitation based partially on their impression of your self-confidence. After all, they don't want to be on the date with you, and you have such low self-confidence that you can't even decide on a restaurant for dinner. She or he is starving, but you don't have enough self-confidence to say, "We're going Italian." It can mess up any level of communication and any level of relationships. When we interview for jobs, we use our self-confidence to prove that we're capable and hopefully better than anyone else that would be interviewed. Experts depend on their self-confidence to write books and share their content and wisdom with the world. After all, lack of self-confidence is enough to fool any expert into believing that they're not good enough to even write a book or create content or ask anyone on a date or be interviewed for that job. Think about movie directors and how much self-confidence they need to make decisions and conduct an army of actors and crews on set. Think about investors and how often they educate themselves in what deal they might be working on, and then they make decisions based on their gut. And what's another word for gut instinct? Self-confidence. Without self-confidence, any potential decision can just seem impossible to make. So realizing just how important self-confidence is, I wanted to reveal what I believe is the lesser known side of self-confidence, what I call shared confidence. For starters, I believe the self in self-confidence is what's throwing everyone off. We spend our lives trying to build self-confidence ourselves, thinking that if we read the right books or follow the right experts, we can build our own self-confidence. But I believe that our self-confidence is generated by the way other people react to us and the way we process those reactions. That's what makes it shared confidence. Let me give you an example. I buy a new red shirt and I wear it to work. And since people basically never comment on my wardrobe, I go about my day as usual. But suddenly, almost every single person I run into says, "Roger, great shirt." And after this happens multiple times, I just can't help but think that that shirt is the best investment in a garment that I have ever made. And subconsciously, we take comments like this, even if it's just about our choice of a shirt, and immediately combine them with our own comments like, "They really like the shirt. I must have good taste in shirts." Or, "Maybe this shirt looks good on me. Maybe it's my body. Maybe my body and the shirt and everything about me is pretty darn good today." So I started with the shirt feedback, and then I added my own comments to conclude that I'm looking good. I took whatever positive input they gave me and turned it into even more positive. I now have the confidence that this shirt and my body are a winning combination, and then I turn that into confidence, self-confidence, fueled by other people's reactions to just that simple red shirt and how I processed what they said positively to me. I'm using this example to illustrate how our self-confidence can be generated by the way that other people react to us and the way that we process those reactions. As I said, this is simply gaining control over how our own power, influence, and abilities, using that strength to create more open and honest communications. If someone reacts to us positively and we turn that into self-confidence, we've made the most of the situation. There's no negative in that. In my perspective, you can boost your own self-confidence by controlling the perception of others. By turning others' perceptions into positive interpretations of yourself and who you are, and that will in turn make your self-confidence skyrocket. And it's fine to sift through what people say and capitalize on the positive parts. That gives you the opportunity to take note of them and then try to be more positive towards others in response. That's how we can turn their reactions and feelings into more positive ones more often, which might just make everyone happier in the process. You're saying nice things to people, they're saying nice things to you back, and like I said, we're changing the world. So let me address the naysayers and explain how it's not a sign of weakness to care about what other people say and think about you. There are instances when we present the best of ourselves to others and they still react negatively. However, I believe that if you keep showcasing your positivity, the negative or mean people can eventually be turned around and find a happier side of themselves. And the best way to go about this is to consistently produce positive communications toward those people. Don't get into the whole negative thing. If they react negatively to you, you keep giving them positive, it will turn them around. There's only so much positive they can take before they change their attitude. Becoming more influential, for example, by using your voice to create sounds that make you seem attractive or brilliant or engaging. It means that you're becoming an expert at presenting yourself. You can then devour the positive energy from others' responses and turn it effortlessly into your own self-confidence and personal power. After all, I don't believe any of us start with high self-confidence. Instead, we watch other people exude those characteristics, we imitate them, attempt to justify acting and feeling that way, and then we try to find a way to adopt and adapt those characteristics for our own positive purpose. Let me give you a head start in your journey to becoming a better influencer right now. Here's how. Bring more ascending melodies into your speech patterns today. Try to make sure that you're walking up the stairs. Again, let me explain what ascending means, going from lower to higher. So if I'm walking up the melody stairs, going from a lower note to a higher note, that's exactly what I want you to do. It's called an ascending melody, going from low and ascending the stairs to higher notes. These ascending melodies make others feel happier, so they should react to your positivity. Maybe they'll say something like, "Somebody's in a good mood today," or, "Looks like you woke up on the right side of the bed today, Raj." You just smile at their reactions, take it in, and let it make you even happier. Then feel good about cheering others up in the process of boosting your own self-confidence, all just from simply having melodies that go from lows to highs. Shared confidence is an effective way to build self-confidence and then use that self-confidence to make your life and the lives of everyone around you better. If you want to grow your self-confidence and influence skills even further, go to the speaking section at rogerlove.com and get 4 free training videos and start right now.